This is why this discussion came up about rain, because I'm only 10 k's from the stadium.
Anyway, talking weather's boring, mate.
No, it's not. Phil Moss and Graham Arnold, they're there getting saturated on the sidelines.
Yep.
With heavy showers.
Right.
But they still got the job done. 2-1 winners over the Newcastle Jets. G'day, Mossy.
G'day, guys. I'm more than happy to wade into this debate because I asked Timmy Bailey the question about 10 years ago, and he said, I never, ever get the weather wrong. I just mix my days up occasionally.
Absolutely.
All right,
correct.
So if I say to you, my terminology, you know, there was pocket rain, what would you think that means, Mossy?
Oh, I know exactly what page you're on, Slats.
Exactly.
I know exactly what pocket rain
is,
mate.
Yeah, exactly, mate.
Good to get back on the winners list, mate. Newcastle were the leaders going into the weekend, but now you guys are.
Yeah, it was, guys. And look, Arnie asked during the week, demanded a reaction from the boys, and he got it in spades in the first half. It was a fantastic performance in the first half, and you know, with a little bit more going our way, we would have had a few more goals and been out of sight by half time. But it wasn't to be, so we had to fight for it second half, and we got the result in the end, and that was all that mattered. When you have a blip, you have to bounce back straight away, and the boys did that to their credit.
Mm. Well, see, I think you want to play every game and win it, right? And you've got the squad to do that, but sometimes a loss doesn't hurt.
Yes, that's a common used saying in sport, as we all know. I don't think that we needed that personally, and I know the players didn't. And Arnie didn't, but it happened. And it's not about the fact that it happened. It's how you react to that. And that's what Arnie drove all week leading into the Newcastle game. And he got exactly what he was looking for in that first 45, 60 minutes. It was a really fantastic performance and in difficult conditions, as TK alluded to before.
Mossy, it always amazes me how much, well, particularly the overseas guys play, but even you guys. And you've got this game now. It's Tuesday night at Allianz. It's going to be a big one. It's the FFA Cup final, and you're all about winning silverware, and this is silverware, and you take on Adelaide.
That's right. You know, we're gunning for the club's third trophy in this calendar year, and that's a massive motivation. As you said, the club is about winning. I have to say, the medical team, we've got a fantastic medical team here, and they've done a magnificent job making sure every player is fit, fresh and available for selection. And everyone wants to play in the final, of course. So the motivation is very high. Boys were in yesterday morning, straight after the weekend game, and looking fantastic. Just can't wait for game time to come around tomorrow night.
Well, see, can I ask from a Sydney FC, and I reckon all coaches and assistant coaches try and do it, change it up all the time, keep the players fresh from a, not so much physically, but from a different training modes and that sort of thing. Is Arnie big on that?
Yeah, he is, of course. You know, I think we spoke about this a while ago when the season first started on the show about, you know, we've got a long off-season in Australian football. It's the world's longest off-season and pre-season. So you've got to be imaginative and creative with what you do. And, you know, Arnie's all about keeping players on their toes and making sure that they don't come in every day knowing what to expect. And even the way he managed the squad the other night, I mean, if you look at, you know, we had Matty Simon, Luke Wilkshire, both not involved in the game to keep them fresh. Adrian, Ninkovic, Broski, Palo Retro, they were managed the number of minutes they had on the weekend. So, as I said, the main motivation was to make sure we got the results Saturday night that kept those players fresh for the cup final tomorrow night as well.
Do you play your strongest side Tuesday night?
Absolutely, we play our strongest side every game, and that is the key to the A-League, TK, is making sure you've got the depth that whatever squad, whatever side you put out there, from the squad of players is a strong side. And you know, that's there's no secret to the philosophy here at Sydney that there's two players for every position, and everyone's fighting tooth and nail every week to get in that starting 11.
Right, one final one from me, mate. Is the squad playing to its potential this year? Right up to the brim of its potential, or are you a bit below that?
Well, I think, you know, Arnie's made it pretty clear where he thinks the squad is at, based on what he thinks it's capable of. And, you know, you've got to build into a season. As I said before, you have such a long off-season. You can't be a well-oiled machine from day one. and expect to maintain that right through to Grand Final Day and Asian Champions League, the games there. So you've got to build into the season, and the key is picking up points early on, while you're finding your rhythm. And I think that's the biggest positive to come out of the early start of the season for our early stages of the season, is that we're top of the table, and by the head coach's estimation, we're nowhere near where he knows we can be.
Yes, well, I agree with him there. Good on you, mate, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, guys.